Welcome to Liberty Affairs. I am your host, Chakravarti. India is reeling under the second wave of COVID pandemic. Many media pundits, both nationally and internationally, have turned against Modi during this crisis. So let us see how Modi has failed in tackling this outbreak. There were rumors of Wuhan virus in December of 2019. On January 5th, 2020, World Health Organization officially acknowledged that there is a disease outbreak in China. On March 24, 2020, Modi sprang a surprise on 1.3 billion Indians by imposing the most draconian lockdown in the whole world. The lockdown was in some ways worse than Indira Gandhi's emergency. Overnight, crores of workers who live on a daily subsistence were left with no means to survive. Masons, painters, plumbers, electricians, construction workers, hotel and restaurant workers, street vendors, housemaids, Ola and Uber drivers, day wagers, all lost their livelihood with a stroke of Modi's pen. What followed was a monumental tragedy. Following day, millions of migrant workers, men, women, children, started walking hundreds and even thousands of kilometers to reach their native towns and villages. This Modi-made disaster, like his previous demonetization exercise, has taken scores of lives and destroyed the livelihoods of millions of Indians. So, where did Modi go wrong with this lockdown during the first wave? COVID mortality is low among healthy people below the age of 50. People particularly at risk are elderly and those with comorbidities such as asthma, diabetes, cancer, or heart disease. A country like India, with a large population that survives on daily wages, needed a sensible policy and not a Western copycat approach. Modi should have focused on protecting the elderly and sick. Instead, he fashionably copied the West and shot 1.3 billion Indians in the foot. We have seen how Modi failed during the first COVID wave. But that is not his worst mistake. When the rest of the world was scrambling to find solutions to the corona pandemic, Modi fell asleep at the wheel. Let us see how. Covaxin and Covishield are the two vaccines that are now available in India. Though Covaxin is made in India, its production capabilities are limited. That brings us to Covishield. Covishield is produced by Serum Institute of India, which is the largest vaccine manufacturer in the whole world. The company was established in 1966 by the visionary entrepreneur Cyrus Poonawalla, whose foresight is saving scores of Indian lives today. Those who took the COVID vaccine will recollect seeing this picture of Modi on their certificate. But does Modi deserve the credit? Modi's contribution to the vaccine development is next to nothing. If anything, the vaccine certificate should have the picture of Dr. Poonawalla for Covishield and Dr. Elas for Covaxin. The Covishield vaccine that crores of Indians are taking is actually a UK vaccine. And there are many players from different countries that contributed immensely to the effort of developing it. Let us see how Covishield vaccine came into existence. On January 5th, 2020, World Health Organization officially acknowledged that there is a disease outbreak in China. A week later, on 12th Jan 2020, China shared the genetic sequence of COVID-19. A couple of weeks later, on 20th Jan 2020, a group of six prominent professors from Oxford University started working on a vaccine for COVID-19. In mere 3 weeks, on 7th Feb 2020, Oxford had the vaccine ready and started shopping for a company that can develop and manufacture a vaccine at a commercial scale. These efforts were financially supported by the American company Google, Chinese company Sequoia, Lion Trust, Korea Investment Partners, and Oxford. Oxford University then partnered with an England-based company named AstraZeneca in May 2020 for supplying 100 crore doses of the COVID vaccine. 10 crores were guaranteed to be purchased by the UK government, 30 crores were to be purchased by the US government. UK had already invested £47 million and agreed to invest another £84 million. The US government gave $1 billion. AstraZeneca now has an order for 100 crore vaccines. What does it do with this order of 100 crore vaccines? It simply outsources manufacturing of the 100 crore doses to the world's largest vaccine producer, Cyrus and other Poonawalla's Serum Institute of India. Modi is nowhere in the picture. Thrilled with an order for 100 crore doses of the vaccine, Serum Institute of India invested $100 million of its own money, while Bill Gates Foundation invested $150 million. By November 2020, Serum Institute of India had 5 crore doses ready and it was on track to stockpile 10 crore doses by Jan of 2021. Serum Institute did not even have Indian government's approval for the vaccine. Yet they risked their personal capital to make the vaccine. If the government had denied approval, all the 10 crore doses would have down the toilet. So while global governments, charitable organizations, and private companies are racing to find solutions, what was Modi doing? He was inspiring a nation of billion people to turn the lights off, to bang pots and pans, to clap from the windows and balconies, and he broadcasted Ramayan on Doordarshan so that we all can sit on our lazy butts and feel that we are serving the nation. Instead of indulging in these juvenile gimmicks, Modi should have turned his attention to find some meaningful solutions, like giving regulatory exemptions and tax breaks to biotech companies to research and rapidly develop vaccines. He should have focused on increasing the hospital bed capacity, getting more ventilators, increasing oxygen availability, getting more PPE kits. Most of these could have been easily accomplished by reducing or eliminating taxation and regulatory burdens. Yet, Modi kept himself busy promoting these profound activities. When the COVID second wave hit India, Modi woke up from his slumber. The Covishield vaccine that was researched, developed, and funded by the Oxford University, Sequoia, Korea Investment Partners, Lion Trust, Google, Bill Gates, UK, and the US governments, and manufactured by Serum Institute of India, was ready to be shipped from Pune. Modi shows up at the last minute, claims a national need, and takes away for Indian consumption the Covishield vaccine. And he puts his picture on the vaccine certificates. In fact, 5 million doses packed and labeled for UK consumption have been stopped by the Indian government and were relabeled for Indian consumption. A pissed off AstraZeneca has sent a legal notice to Serum Institute of India. Out of 16 crore doses manufactured by the Serum Institute of India so far, over 10 crores are taken by the Indian government at a throwaway price of $2 a dose. The problem here is not with Modi confiscating the vaccines destined for foreign countries. The problem is with Modi indulging in childish theatrics when everyone was scrambling to get a vaccine out. He then shows up at the very end to take the credit, when his contribution to the effort was next to nothing. Now that India has seized vaccines destined for foreign countries, US responds in kind. It bans export of material needed to make the vaccines in India. And US claims domestic priorities. Vaccines are just one of Modi's numerous failures. It was abundantly clear from the Italian and American experience that oxygen supply was crucial to saving critically ill COVID patients. Yet today, scores of Indians are dying for lack of oxygen. Here's just one example how sloppy Modi's government has been. 7 months after Modi's lockdown, on October 21, 2020, the Union government floated a tender for oxygen plants in 150 districts across the country. Cost? A mere 201 crore rupees. By the government's own admission, just 33 of these 150 have been installed as of April 18, 2021. Media organization Scroll found that not even 10% of these oxygen plants are operational. While the rest of the world is racing to get the vaccine out, Modi's own health minister, Harshvardhan, and another union minister, Nitin Gadkari, were releasing a groundbreaking drug, Ramdev Baba's Coronil. They sold it to the public as a WHO-certified drug. It turns out WHO never certified it. Here is another scandalous failure of the Modi government. Pfizer approached India in December of 2020 for permission to sell their vaccine. India denied permission. Can you believe it? World's most effective vaccine, acceptable to the US and UK, was not good enough for Indians. Can you imagine the hubris of Modi's government? Pfizer's story doesn't end there. Indian government has had a change of heart and now wants Pfizer to come back and sell its vaccine in India. Pfizer gives India a big middle finger and asks them to go stand in line behind scores of other countries that have already placed orders with them. I think we deserve that treatment from Pfizer. I hope you are able to see how badly Modi and his government have messed up the epidemic. Modi still needs 200 crore doses to vaccinate the whole country, and it will be years before we get there. Why has Modi failed so spectacularly in managing this crisis? Modi is a melodramatic megalomaniac. He's more of a showman than an administrator. He surrounds himself with yes men and does not entertain people with intellectual ability nor independent thinking. Modi took his eye off the ball. He was busy with Kumbh Mela and 7 rounds of West Bengal elections, and we Indians have paid a steep price for his folly. India's COVID woes are self-made, in fact they are Modi-made. While the rest of the world was searching for solutions to the epidemic, Modi trivialized the effort and sought to solve the problem by promoting WHO-approved Coronil. He drove away international companies like Pfizer that were knocking on our doors to sell us their vaccine. He imposed a lockdown that destroyed the lives of crores of poor people. He made a mockery of the epidemic by promoting banging of pots and pans, clapping from the windows, turning off lights, watching Ramayana reruns, and chanting, "Go Corona, go!"